This is Jeffrey Hoppe, channeler for the Tobias Materials. You're listening to a live Tobias channel presented at the Crimson Circle Gathering in Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado. In order to fully enjoy the love and the energy of this channel, I suggest you find a quiet and relaxing place where you don't have interruptions or distractions. And it's best not to listen to this recording while driving in a vehicle. Then give your intent to receive all of the gifts and all of the energy that are available through Spirit, Tobias, and the Crimson Council. I hope you enjoy this recording. Many blessings to you, and thank you for the light work that you do. And so it is, dear friends and teachers who gather here, that we join together again in our circle, in our sacred space with you. We bring greetings to you on this day, and we bring thanks and honor to you. Dear friends, take a moment here to breathe deeply of the energy that is becoming present in our circle together. Breathe deeply into your biology. Breathe deeply into your spirit here. Breathe deeply and allow this energy into your being. Now, for the next few minutes of your time, I, Tobias, will speak to our friend, the one we call Kauldra, the one I call Sun. For the next few minutes of time, we will work with each of you here and all of those entities who come into the circle now to balance and adjust the energy, to weave a new energy here. During this time, dear friends and teachers, simply open your hearts and open your beings for all that will be given on this day. Open your hearts and your beings to those who enter this space now, those who come from the other side of the veil to be with you on this day. When you gather like this as family, you gather with the intent of healing and learning in order to move forward in your new energy. That opens the pathways for us who are on the other side of the veil to come in. And together, as we have said before, together with you, we create a new space, a new dimension. We create together here the energy template and the weavings for your new earth. Feel the energy here now that is present in all around you. Feel the peace and the love and the joy that is here. A goldenness that floods in. This, dear teachers, is the energy of the new earth. This is the energy of your divine moment. Allow yourself to feel that now. It gives us great joy to be here, for many times it is difficult to come in close. Many times it is difficult to talk to you like this, but this energy to us is one of celebration. To be here like this, so close to humans, so close to Shambhra, so close to ones we love. We, those entities that come in today, are dancing here in joy to know that the distance that used to separate us and you is becoming smaller and smaller and smaller by the work that you have done in your own lives, your many lives on earth, and in particular this lifetime. It opens the veil for us to come that much closer. All of this time was that you thought you had the veil, that you were trying to reach across to us but were not able to, thinking perhaps you lacked something, dear friends, it is the opposite. The veil was thick. It was difficult for us to come to you. Even when you cried out and even when you prayed, it was difficult for us to cross that point. We will explain more of this on this night. The love you have generated, the deeds that you have done, have made it possible for us to come this much closer to you. And we come in today very, very close. Take a moment to feel the love, to hear and to feel and to sense the messages that we have for each of you as individuals who sit here, each of you who listen to this across your net, each of you who read this. Take this moment now to feel us. Take this moment to hear the words and the thoughts that we have for you. Now, we have been watching, we have been working with those here, a family of the Crimson Circle, as you have gone through the three lessons of the past. And we know they are not always so easy, but there is much determination on your part first to accept all things as they are, to stand behind your short wall, to watch and observe duality in action. Just recently, in the past few days, you had the perfect opportunity to see this. Dear friends, is there not the desire to be drawn back into this duality, but yet what you can learn about human energy, what you can learn about self simply by observing? And then there was the lesson of accepting your human self. Oh, we know you can quite easily accept your spiritual self. Accepting the human self is difficult. And again, we will talk of this more tonight. And then, dear friends, even a more difficult lesson, standing in your divine moment, being your divine self. Oh, we saw those who voiced their intent, who chose to stand in their divine moment, and it worked for a fraction of a second. And then they were immediately pulled by family or co-workers or others back out. But what was important was that you felt for even a fleeting moment what it was like to be in divinity without worry of your yesterdays. For as you know, your yesterdays are gone. All of those characters, all of those aspects that you thought and you knew as your past lives have left. It serves no purpose to be in the past now. The book of life, as you have known it, has come to an end. The final chapter was written and signed by you, in your hand to end. And all of the pages now going into your new days are open, ready for you to fill with your creations. That is why we are here. That is why we are in the classroom of the new energy, to talk, to discuss, and to work with you, each of you, on how to become a creator, a true creator in the new energy, not like the creators that you were back in the original circle. No, this is the new creators. And it is not just about your life. It is about all those who follow after you. learning to stand in the divine moment, perhaps one of the most difficult lessons so far. And as Kaudra tells us, it is sometimes fun to play the game of duality. It is sometimes fun to be out of the divine moment. It is fun to play between the two. Do you know what this day represents? This day that we sit in that was chosen without understanding to be in this group, but certainly we who help guide these things understood. This is indeed the day on the calendar of the Mayans, what was called the day of duality. A one and a one. Another one and a one and a two. This was to be a very difficult day had you not rewritten the history of Earth, the history of your universe, and the history of the second circle. This was to have been filled with duality in a very difficult and challenging way. It would have come 11 months after the change of your millennium, which changed you from a one to a two. This was the day thought to be that of the clash of the two, of the clash of the light and dark. But look at it now, friends. Look at it now. We laugh. We chuckle. Look at what has happened, even in the most recent events. There is duality, a duality that is so strong that for the office of the president of one of the most powerful countries in the world, it comes down to a few votes. Remember when we told you in our last gathering like this, that up until now, up until this very recent time, the balance of light and dark, positive and minus, 1 and 0, has been 2/3 to 1/3. The balance of 2/3 and 1/3 has been appropriate for the lessons, for the learnings and the understandings. Remember when we talked to you of your tuning fork, that it was out of balance, out of frequency, the two tines of the fork, that there was a vibrational balance of 1/3 and 2/3 within you up until this time. And when we spoke last time, we asked you to know now that the two tines were coming back into harmony with each other again. There were still two, but they were harmonizing. They were not out of phase like they had been before. Dear friends, look at your elections. It is not 2/3, 1/3. It is not an offset balance. It is so carefully balanced that it comes down to a few single votes. This is the new duality. It is not two sides battling each other. It is two sides so close in vibration, so close that they begin to harmonize together. Even many of you do not recognize the difference between your own candidates. They vibrate at a similar frequency. Dear friends, there is and there will continue to be duality. But from this day of duality in your Mayan calendar, it will not be the same again, particularly for those who have entered into the energy of the new earth. There may be two sides of the mirror, but they are not battling. They are looking at each other curiously. They are looking at each other, wondering why they have battled each other in the past. You will see this in your own life now. Yes, there will be two sides. Perhaps in this lifetime of yours there may be four sides, but that is a whole other discussion. But the two sides are beginning to harmonize together. This is an unprecedented event. This is breaking through a barrier larger than what you experienced at your millennium, at your harmonic convergence. This is the day of duality. Look around you. Look around your life. Look around your creation. It's filled with much love and much abundance and much joy. Indeed, we know there are still difficulties that you are experiencing, but look at where you are. Look where you as a group are. Look where your earth as a whole is at this time. Duality is taking on a new energy. And you see it before your eyes, and sometimes you don't even recognize it. Now, we take this moment here. We will ask Kodra to be in silence. We take this moment to come in, to hug you, to honor you, and to do the final melding of energy in this circle before we continue with the lessons of this day. Before we go into the second segment of the Creator Series, the second of four segments that we will have with you, is it not interesting that today is also lesson four? We will take this moment, dear friends, and simply allow this love, this honor to come through. For there are many, many, many who gather here today that wish to acknowledge you. We will ask Kodra to be in silence for a moment. We could only bottle this energy and take it back with us to show all of the others of Crimson and all of the others who work in the other groups what this group of humans has achieved. The essence of love. We will tell them about it. Perhaps they will come to visit you in the next gathering that you have. Dear friends, a long time ago, but not nearly as long as you might think, you were in the first circle, the original creation. As we have talked of before, you were angels that created. And it is somewhat difficult to describe here, but there was not the elements of duality in the original creation. You created with a oneness. You created whole new dimensions. You created depth and width and all things in between. You were ones who were pioneers, who were the highest in understanding how to take the energy of the Eternal One and to have fun with it, and to play with it, and to experience in fullness. And God loved watching you play in God's creation. God laughed when you played in the original circle. You brought much joy to spirit. You were highly creative. And you kept on creating and creating and going to new levels with this. And indeed, as difficult is to understand here, dear friends, you created with such expression and such passion, passion that is still within you, with passion and finesse, that you literally went to the edges of creation. We know that it is difficult to comprehend, and perhaps even challenges what you have been taught to now. But you went to the edges of creation. When you got to the edges, there were rumblings. When you got to the edge of creation, my friends, there was something that began to happen that you and Spirit had never experienced before. It was the transition from oneness into duality. You were at the fringes of it. You were not in human form at that time. You were in what you would call your light body. But you began to feel changes. You began to feel something unusual and very uncomfortable. And this was duality. You continued to experience at the edge of the first circle. And dear friends, this was a very challenging and difficult time indeed. Indeed. This is where you first felt disconnected from Spirit. It is when you first felt there was no longer a single harmony, but rather an opposing duality. This was all part of the experience that you chose. There was no mistake in this. There was no mistake in what you were doing here. You began to experience things like mistrust. You began to experience things like anger and hate, and none of these felt right or appropriate for you, for you had never known these things before, but you were changing, you were transforming. You were the proverbial moth going through the cocoon to become a butterfly. You were leaving the first circle and experiencing two instead of one. And in here, my friends, in the zone here at the edge of the first circle is where you have experienced some of the most traumatic and difficult things that your soul has ever gone through. If there is ever an understanding of what hell is like, it was there. If there was ever true war and combat, it was there. And this hurt you deeply. It is something you and the others who were there never felt or experienced. And there was disharmony. And there was, to an extent, an energy destruction. But friends, understand, none of this was a mistake. There had been an agreement on your part, an agreement with Spirit, that you would be explorers. That you would go out to areas of creation that had never been explored before. And you would learn something new, and none of you, neither you nor Spirit, nor any of us knew what this would be. And it is now called duality. There was so much energy behind this, so much focus here. So much intensity in this experience at the edge of all that is, that it literally catapulted you into a new place called the second circle, the second creation. It took you from the moth through the cocoon into the butterfly here on Earth. Now, there are many physics of this that you will wonder about, and we will talk about in future sessions like this. But dear friends, it is to say here that you went through a very difficult experience before coming to Earth, before creating the second circle. You came here to Earth, and you began to walk lifetime after lifetime. We have said to you before, this idea of karma, we do not like so much. We do not like using that word, for it was not karma. It is not karma. What is it, dear friends? For all of the experiences and the events that you lived through, that you experienced in spirit, at the edge of the first circle, you are, in a sense, now trying to understand, trying to define and solidify and deal with by, in a sense, having a parallel experience on Earth. Separation. You find experiences of separation to help you understand what happened at the edge of creation before you came to Earth. Pain. You find experiences of pain here on Earth to help understand and define what happened in that zone before you left the first creation. Imbalance. You find experiences as humans with other humans. Experiences of imbalance in your emotions, for instance, to help you understand what happened at the edge of creation. Do you understand what we are saying to you? There is nothing that you have done wrong here on your earth. You have chosen experiences to help you understand something and to help spirit understand something that happened a long time ago, but not that long ago. You use Earth and the elements of duality, the physics of duality. You use mass, solidness. You use physical bodies to help you understand, to help you rewalk through experiences that you had before that at the time could not so well be understood, for they had never happened before. There was an angel by the name of Taylor. She has walked the earth many, many lifetimes. And in one lifetime, Taylor was a warrior for a greedy country, for a greedy kingdom. And she cared not of the agenda. She simply wanted to be a warrior. She wanted to experience blood and battle. She wanted to experience duality and anger. And she brought these experiences to her soul, and they remained there for a long, long time. And in the next lifetime, Taylor was a mother who was not so good to her children or her husband, who enjoyed the company of other men, who enjoyed being away from her family. And she felt guilty for this to a degree, and this weighed heavy upon her, but she continued to do it. And in doing such, caused much pain and difficulty for her children, and caused her husband to commit suicide, to leave. And this was remembered by her soul and carried forth, put into her book of life. And in another lifetime, Taylor was a business person, a businessman, who ran a shop, who took advantage of young people and poor people as labor. And Taylor did not care so much of them, but cared only of her pocketbook, of her wealth. And Taylor did not share this wealth with others, did not give to charity, but gave only to herself, and felt that she was building a statue to herself, to her immortality, by gaining wealth. And this weighed heavy upon her soul and upon her being, but she cared not and went forth. In this lifetime, Taylor was a child of abusive parents. And in her early teens, she became an alcoholic. And she continued this, drinking each day, lowering her vibrations to levels that it is even difficult for us to comprehend. She drank, and she went into darkness, and her vibrations were lowered, and she forgot what love was about. And she did not have such a happy life. And she blamed her parents, and she blamed others that she worked with. And her drinking caused health problems, and it created more bitterness within her. Taylor is in the Crimson Circle and no longer drinks. For along the way, she read a book. She sat in meetings somewhat like this. She had others lend her a helping hand. She had others hug her and say that they loved her. She had others who took the time to help her understand that all of these feelings of guilt in her being needed to be released, needed to be let go of. Now you see, we tell the story of Taylor on this day to help you understand, each of you. And indeed, this is a true story. We tell this to you to help you understand something that is very important for you to look at in your own life and in the life of every other that you pass. To see it in your own eyes and the eyes of everyone else. You see, Taylor chose these difficult lifetimes. She chose them a long time ago. She knew that spirit needed one to go to the lowest depth. Somebody had to jump in this great pool of duality to explore the lowest and the deepest parts of it. Oh, it is easy to be one who simply puts your toe in and says, I am filled with light, for I do not sink. And I gather and collect the sunlight, and therefore I am special. It is difficult, dear friends, when you have taken the challenging path, you have jumped in deep, when you have agreed to become the alcoholic, to have the worst nightmares of nightmares, have the most challenges, and you thought this was just karma. You thought that you were paying debts to yourself. Dear friends, this doesn't even sound logical, to pay debts to yourself. You and the other Taylors that are family, that are Chambra, and that are deeply loved by every one of us, you have chosen difficult experiences in your lifetimes to help explore the depths of light and dark. You have given much in service by doing these things, and we know this will bring up many questions. Questions of that you raise, theoretical questions. Is it right to kill another, for am I truly helping spirit? dear friends, you, those who are in this group and reading this, would never even be inclined to do this at this point. You have done enough of that in the past. Honor yourself for what you have done. Honor yourself for the difficult path that you have taken. And in particular, when you look into another's eyes, and perhaps do not see the light that you see in your own now, remember that they are still helping to explore this grand thing called duality. There are two sides of it, a light and a dark, a positive and a negative. Someone has to explore the depths of both. You who think of your child right now and the difficulty they are going through, understand what they are truly doing. That is compassion, when you can understand. Dear friends, what you are experiencing here on earth, again, is a walking through and helping to understand and helping to define that experience that you had at the edge of creation. And you have done that well. As we have mentioned before, many of the dreams that you have now, many of the terrors and the nightmares that are in your life, do not relate to this lifetime, do not even relate to other lifetimes. You wonder where these terrors come from. Dear friends, much of this that is coming to be right now has to do with this period of time and these experiences that you had before you left the first circle. You are experiencing these in another way to help bring together, to help create what we have called the second creation, your universe, your earth, an extension of all that is. Now, along the way, Taylor gave up drinking, and Taylor came to understand that there was a divinity that was within her, but much of this was psychological. She did not understand it so well in her heart, for she still had guilt. Do you know she still had guilt about even leaving the first creation? And then she had guilt about choosing these many lifetimes and many experiences of difficulty. But she began to understand at some level within her, there was a wisdom that was starting to come into her being as this butterfly was emerging from the cocoon. And Taylor still had problems in her life, still had challenges, and she read much of the material from the Crimson Circle, and she was beginning to understand how to accept all things. She was beginning to understand how to accept her human self, although for her, this was very challenging. She felt the humanness of her was something to be ashamed of. She did not yet understand that her humanness was divine, that her humanness gave so much to the universe. Taylor began standing in the divine moment, although they were difficult and they were few and far between. She began taking a moment each day to stand in divinity, and she loved it dearly, and it felt so warm and golden. But then her guilt would get the best of her and pop her out of it and say she did not deserve it. But she continued each day and continued to learn. She continued to have challenges in her life, ones of money and relationships and health, and trust in herself. And these were very difficult, and there were times when she cursed spirit, and there were times when she said she would walk away from this new energy earth stuff because she didn't see it making a big difference in her life. There were times when she said, this is all just words. It is like the other words of the other beliefs of the other people of earth. It is all just words. It is all just a pacifier. There were times that she got frustrated. She came to a point in her life where she wanted to believe very deeply. She wanted to move to the next level, but she did not know how. And she became so confused and so lost and so upset. And more than anything else, so betrayed. That one night, she simply collapsed on the floor and began sobbing. And began sobbing and said, I can go on no further. I do not know what to do, Spirit. I have called on you for guidance. I have called on my angels. I've called on my guides, and I do not know what to do. Now, Taylor did not read so well the words that said, Spirit cannot do it for you, and your guides have departed. There was something inside of her that was trying to come forth, trying to talk to her, but it couldn't when she was out of her divine moment. It couldn't when she was worried about all of these things. But when she broke down upon the floor, sobbing, something happened. Something came forth. It was like a voice, not from the outside, but from the inside. It came forth and talked to her. And it said to her, I am grace. I am divine grace that exists within you. I will handle all things. I will balance all things. I will solve all things, but I come from within you, and my name is grace. She lay there for a long time, feeling this energy of divine grace from within her being. And somehow it felt right. She hadn't turned over herself and her problems to some entity, to some image of God that she did not know or understand. She turned it over to the grace that comes from within her being. From that day forward, she began to understand. She began to understand the power of grace, and that is what we will speak to you about tonight, the grace within you. But before we do, we will make one point here. It is no accident and no mistake that earlier tonight, the one that goes with the wind, discussed grace with you. Discussed the fall from grace and the concepts that go with it. It is no mistake that a week ago, we awoke Cowdra in his room and said, we come to you tonight to speak of grace. And he said, what? I do not understand. And we had a long talk. And we told him we would bring this out on this night, and we gave him an exercise that we will give you tonight also. Dear friends, understand, quite unlike what your books tell you and what other teachers tell you, there was never a fall from grace. There was never a Lucifer that was thrown out of heaven. These are all metaphors. You experienced the very edge of creation. You experienced something that you had never done before, and it was called duality. And that sent you into the second creation. There was an energy that was needed to send you beyond the limits of creation. And this duality, this friction, created that energy that catapulted you into the second creation, into your earth, into where you are right now. It was like feeling the power of the rockets exploding with so much force that made you forget where you came from. But there was not a fall from grace. We look at it like it was a step from one into two, a step that was taken in love for Spirit and all of us who will follow behind you. Now, about this grace. I will take you through an exercise here, with your permission, of course. We ask you to get comfortable, to adjust, and not to leave. Now, with your permission, those who gather here tonight will walk side by side with you, shoulder by shoulder with you, through your new house. You have not been there so much lately. It is time to spend more time in your new house. It is a good place. You are running around the town and the neighborhood, and you are not spending so much time in your new house. So let us go back there now. Let us go back there with the angels at your side, for they love too to explore this new place of yours. Let us walk in, and as we have said, dear friends, there is very little here, for you create the walls, you create the space, you create the energy. Let us walk now through your new house. Let us walk into the kitchen. Let us walk into the kitchen of your new house. We see many of you did not even know you had a kitchen here, have spent no time. But this is such a grand place that you have built. You will be spending more time here now. Now, in the kitchen of your new house, in the center of it, is a very large, very beautiful floor to ceiling, which can be very high in some of your cases. A very large oven with a large window door on it. And the inscription above the door, written in a type of shimmering gold that says, Oven of Grace. The Oven of Grace. Dear friends, this is a symbol, and it is also a reality for your own energy of grace. Now we ask each of you to take, individually, to take a challenging situation that you have in your own personal life that does not involve other people, but your own situation, whether it is one of abundance, whether it is one of perhaps just general fear, whether it is one of health, whether it is one of loneliness. And we ask you to take a moment here and think of a situation that has been challenging you lately. To think of something that symbolizes this situation. Perhaps if this is an abundance issue, it could be your own purse or checkbook or wallet. If it is about your health, perhaps it could be a picture, a snapshot of you. But think now of a symbol that represents the challenging situation. And yes, many of you already know what we are going to do here. We're going to ask you to approach the Oven of Grace with a large, beautiful glass door, the floor-to-ceiling mechanics, we're going to ask you to put this symbol of your challenge in that oven. Put it in there. Yes, on the rack. Dear friends, now, when you have placed this symbol in there, we ask you now to close the door of the oven of grace. We ask you to say nothing, to have no intent, to say no words, to have no energy behind this, to say no prayer. We ask you now to simply look up to the left, and you will see a single button, the only button on the oven of grace, on your oven of grace, and it says start. We ask you to hit the start button now. We ask you to hit the start button. Now, while this is cooking in your oven of grace, this challenging situation you have, we will tell you a few things about this tool. First, it is, when you initially begin working with this tool of grace in your life, use it only for yourself. Use it only for your own personal situations. Later on, but not too soon, you will learn to use it appropriately with other people in their situations. But for now, this is only for you. It is about any issue that you have in your own life for yourself. If you are worried about a child, about a spouse, it is not the appropriate time to put their energy in here. It is only about yourself. We ask you also to only put one issue, one challenge, one concept in at a time. We saw some of you trying to put everything in there. While you learn to use the oven of grace, only one issue at a time. We also ask you to keep this issue, this challenge and situation in there for a period of 24 hours of your time. For 24 hours. We also ask you to remember to get it out at the end of that time. When that issue is done cooking, is done being exposed to the energy of your divine grace, then you can put another one in, but one at a time, and wait 24 hours, and then take it out. Now, while this concept may seem simple, perhaps even trite, we tell you now there is great power in it. For lesson number 4 in the classroom of the new spiritual energy of Earth is to create in grace. Lesson number 4. Create in grace. This symbol, this metaphor of the oven is given to you today, the oven that is in your new house, to help you to begin to understand how to work with this grace that comes from within. What happens when you put an issue in this oven of grace? Let us say, for instance, here, we turn to Taylor. She put in her purse. For it represented the abundance issues that she was struggling with at the time. And she put it in there without agenda. Do you understand? Dear friends, without agenda. Oh, we know you've been used to praying and you've been used to incantations and intent and agenda. And these have been good. And they have been filled with love, and it has brought you to this point. But dear friends, we are going to a new place now. In the oven of grace, there is no need for intent. It takes care of itself. And when Taylor put her purse in here, without agenda, without asking for anything, do you know what happened? This oven of grace allowed for the deep harmony of duality to create a new and blessed energy. This oven of grace brought balance to her financial situation. This oven of grace brought in the energy of abundance into her life in an appropriate and balanced form. Now, it would have been difficult for Taylor to have tried to create all of this through the mind, much as it would have been difficult for Taylor to eat food and try to think of how it is processed within her body. She simply eats food and allows it to be. That is a digestive grace that takes place. And in the same form, dear friends, when you place something in your oven of grace, it takes care of itself. There is a natural balance. There is a natural fulfillment that takes place in this new energy. About a week after Taylor put her purse in the oven of grace and allowed it to cook overnight, she lost her job. Don't you know? And she wondered, as some of you may wonder, what is going on. But she also trusted in grace, and she knew that the job that she had had was indeed a hindrance to her abundance. It kept her tied down. It provided other experiences for her that were no longer appropriate. And one of those experiences that it provided was abundance limitation. So when she placed her pocketbook in the oven of grace, surely it changed her job. While this brought some fear to her initially, thinking that all abundance had been taken away instead of having limited abundance, she took that fear that she had of this situation, she took that fear of not trusting, and one night put it in the oven of grace and allowed grace to handle her own fear of what she was going through. And as she did this, with new situation after new situation, she, in effect, allowed divine grace to find the appropriate balance and resolution. In effect, dear friends, Taylor learned to trust herself. She was not turning this over to an angel or a guide or to spirit. She was allowing the fulfillment within her own being. And indeed, in this lesson 4, Create in Grace, you will also learn the beauty and the flow and the balance and the love of the grace that exists within you now. You simply have not trusted in putting it to work. And also the energy of Earth itself has not been appropriate up to this time to truly utilize this energy. But now it is yours. We have said before to you, not only come to these meetings and read the materials or listen to them, but begin to work with them. We can only bring you our insights, our wisdom. We can only mirror back to you your own group consciousness, but you must do the work. You must take your challenging situations and put them in the oven of grace. And yes, for the question that just came up, you can put a situation in the oven repeatedly. If you do not find resolution to it, you are still concerned, you can put that in there. If Taylor were to worry about her abundance issues, she could put her purse in again on another day. But as we have said, one issue, one day. Lesson 4, which will be a foundation lesson, for applied creation and the new energy. It is to create in grace. You must first understand and learn how to create in grace before we can move to the more dynamic steps. And again, we remind you that in using this oven of grace within your new house, to only do it for yourselves right now. In future gatherings such as this, we will talk about affecting group situations or family situations, but for now, use this in your own being. This is, and you will find this to be, if you should choose to use it, a very, very powerful tool. We present it here in a story, in a metaphor, as an oven, but it is a practical way of beginning to find balance and resolution in your life. Lesson 4, create in grace. Now, dear friends, there is not much more that needs to be said on this day regarding this lesson. It is quite simple. All of you have the tools to begin using it immediately. It's very powerful. Where are we going with all of this, you ask? In our future lessons, we are working with you, with your consciousness, with your being, to help you become the true creators in the new energy, creators of your own life, creators of a new energy template of the new earth. It is not just about you. It is about creating the weavings of the tapestry of the new energy. The very work you are doing, the lessons that you will be experiencing here in the days to come, all relate to creating this new tapestry. And when you look at a challenge in your life that comes to you, do not say, "Oh, Spirit, why do you bring this now?" Remind yourself that you brought it, and you brought it in a spirit of love to create the weavings of the new energy of Earth. Dear friends, we love you beyond measure. Through these gatherings, we bring to you understandings of why you came here in the first place. We bring to you the reasons why you chose Earth, why you chose the struggles, and we bring to you the message that this was all done. This was all done in the goodness and service to Spirit. There has not been one thing that you have done that has been inappropriate, that has been bad. You will begin to understand this wisdom. You have given of yourselves deeply. And now, you have given of yourselves one more time. When you decided not to return home, and you decided to be the pioneers of this new energy. That is why we love you deeply. That is why you are never alone. And so it is.